3:7 of Exodus says this: "The Lord said, I have seen the oppression of my people. I've heard their cry. I know their sorrows." That word oppression is affliction. What were the affliction of the children of Israel? They were underpaid and overworked. That happens all the time in people's lives. There are many people who are underpaid and they kill themselves and they overwork. And you know what God says? I know that affliction. Instead of you fighting it off, I want to teach you something through that. And that's what he does often in our lives. And keep going to the right to 1 Samuel chapter 1. Now, don't miss this one. You might get lost, but keep going to the right. It goes Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel. There it is. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 10. Here is a sixth description of affliction in the Scriptures. And by the way, what I do when I study the Bible is I looked up all 37 of these uses of affliction, and then I just put them in columns. And I find out that there are many illustrations of the same things. And so actually what I'm showing you here are every type of affliction described in the Old Testament, just demonstrated in these passages I'm showing you. It says in 1 Samuel 1:10, "And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish." And right there, that anguish is affliction. It's this squashing. She wept in anguish in her affliction. What was her affliction? Who is this? This is Hannah. Hannah, the mother of Samuel. Hannah, her affliction was the pain she endured because she couldn't have children. That's what it's talking about. She was unable to conceive children. And so she was grieved because she wanted to have children for her husband, and that was such an honor and such a joy and a privilege. But also, her fellow wife was insensitive and made fun of her. And the whole idea in this is that Hannah had pain she endured because of her inability to have children, but the added insensitivity and cruelty of her family members made that pain increase. And she was in affliction. Are there things you can't do that you have no control over? That there are limitations, that there are inabilities you have, and people afflict you and give you pain through that? God says, I know all about that. I'm not blind to that. He says, I am not going to take that away. Rather, I'm going to, through that furnace of affliction, teach you something you could never learn any other way. That's the lesson of affliction. There are lessons we learn then we can't learn anywhere else.